being a Los Angeles Rams cheerleader has been an amazing experience.
We're a part of history for LA. You know, we're the first squad for LA in over 20 years.
We're in LA now, so there's so many exciting things going on nonstop to the point where you never know what to expect.
I've had the most amazing season so far. I've gotten to meet amazing friends, and the whole thing has just been way better than I expected.
It keeps me grounded, and it's just been such a blessing to have all these girls and have a team that's going to bring me together with all these people and support LA.
I cheered for another NFL team for 2 seasons, and then I made the move out to LA, and I've been dancing professionally for the past 2 years. And when the Rams were coming, I was just like, you know, I'm going to try out, you know. LA's got NFL again. I like being an NFL cheerleader. It only made sense.
Most of my life I trained as a ballet dancer. I did it professionally for a moment, but I decided to go back to school and kind of take a different journey, and it kind of led me here, and I couldn't be more happy.
Having my mom be an NFL cheerleader before me has just been such a great experience, because I knew kind of what I was getting myself into before, and I've had her kind of walking me through everything, making sure that I'm really taking in every moment, because this is an unbelievable experience that I get to be a part of, and it's just really been a blessing that I get to bond with her on this level also.
I've been a dancer my whole life. I've been cheerleading my whole life as well. High school, and then I went to Arizona State University, cheered all 4 years there, moved to LA, did Laker Girls for 2 seasons, and everything happens for a reason, because then, what do you know, an NFL team moves to LA, and I got to audition for the Rams. So what are the odds? And it's amazing. I've always wanted to do NFL, so it's been nothing but pure joy.
I do work at Disney. I'm a full-time performer in a show called Mickey and the Magical Map. And over there, we create magic for the guests. And I transfer that over to here because the Rams fans are so awesome that I want to create magic for them as well and really up their experience at the game and also interact with them in the community too. Good. Thank you.
All right, ladies, listen up. Here's what's going to happen tonight.
Well, as you can see, the girls are back there practicing, and today is a Tuesday, and we're getting ready for our game on Sunday. And typically, when we practice Tuesday, Thursday nights, Tuesday we're learning new material, Thursday we're cleaning it, and Sunday they're performing it.
Today's really special because our upcoming game on Sunday, we have a halftime performance.
So today we're going to be learning a routine to do at halftime with BB Rexha.
Typically, we have 2 feature performance routines that we do at the first quarter break and the third quarter break. So that's not too difficult to prepare for every game day. But this time, the girls are going to be performing a 3-minute number at halftime with a live performer. So we had one extra and quite a big routine to get ready for, 3 minutes long.
This line, raise your hand, you're my first entrance line. When it's time to walk out there, you will walk 1, 2, 3, 4, pivot 5, 6, 7, and you're gonna do it again while the second line picks
4,
up with you. 5, 6.
It's always fun to come to practice because we always kind of don't expect what to get out of the routines. Everything's always different and always fun. But, you know, we all come together as a team and we make the routines happen, and it's just that much more fun on game day to perform them.
The routine is awesome. It went very well. We all vibe and get together so amazingly. The energy here is just awesome. So it's been nothing but joy.
It's kind of stressful, but everyone on this team is very talented and very professional and can pick up things really fast. So I know as a team we'll be able to put on the field as clean and great as we can.
girls just finished learning that routine, and it looked pretty good. So one more rehearsal of it on Thursday, and we'll be ready for halftime on Sunday.
When I'm walking into the Coliseum, I'm kind of nervous, but also really excited for the game. I'm going through the dances in my head and preparing myself, but overall really excited to be there for the fans and to cheer on the Rams.
Rams 360 is connected by AT&T.